Okay, this is day one of the AWeber project, which is basically to see if after 30 days, because they give you this free, actually it was a dollar so far, they give you this trial for 30 days, and they are so sure that you're going to love their product that after those 30 days, you'll be willing to subscribe for $19 a month. Now, basically, AWeber is an email marketing tool which you can send out newsletters. It's for like having newsletters send out to all your people. It's really good for signing people up to be subscribed from your blog or website to receive these newsletters. And in my case, the only reason why I'm really doing this is for a feed, the blog feed, so that my feed can be emailed out to all my subscribers once a day, and they can see what I've written out to kind of keep informed. Of course, if they're following on Twitter, they get immediate updates. And if they're following on Facebook, they get immediate updates also. But these are mainly for those who, you know, wanted the email feed to be sent to them. And they can just, you know, view it at their leisure. As you know, Twitter, sometimes, you know, you get, depending on how many people you're following, you could get, like, you know, a lot of tweets that's, like, buried somewhere in all of them. And you know, you may not even get to it. You know, this gives the subscriber, you know, a place where one email with all your listings. Okay, now the first thing that I did when I first started out was the system is going on, I guess, some JavaScripting up there, and I guess maybe my internet connections were slowed down for some reason, or I had a lot of stuff going on, because I usually have like tons of windows open because I'm working on so many things at the same time. But it was kind of sluggish and slow, and I was like, okay, I'm doing each little thing. I had to wait, and you know, you have to wait for it to fill all the way up at the bottom and type and stuff. Their tutorials, or when you get to a situation, they type stuff in, or they'll click on things. It's like, what are you doing? Wait a minute, what? Why? He doesn't really explain. He says, like, you know, on your subject line, just, you know, you can put the whatever, you click here, and he types it out, and it comes out like real quick, and he moves on. Wait a minute, what were all the little boxes on the side? Because you can like click them, and what it does is like when it'll say email, well, it grabs their email address and puts it in, or it'll say name, it grabs their name and puts it on subject. You can have whatever you want, they're pre-formatted little commands. So you just click on it, and it automatically adds that part to the subject line if you wanted to do that, and then you can add your own words if you want to. It's not really explained, but I guess if you're into email marketing, you would already kind of know all that, maybe. I don't know. If you don't, well, then it's not very, obviously, informative, because you have no idea really what's going on there. But anyway, so I do my forms. I fill it all out. And one thing you have to be a little careful with is when on the reply forms or any type of forms that it kind of has on it, it's going to have your address that you filled out in the beginning. Now, I don't mind putting my, you know, Bay City, Texas address or whatever, but my exact, you know, where I'm at, I mean, all they have to do is anybody that signs up will know exactly where you live if you filled that all out completely. So it's all like, whoa, okay. So you either leave all that your stuff blank on AWeber, your address and everything, or you change it to modify it to where, you know, you want it to just where what you want people to see. You'll see what happens when you do your own test on it and you know, sign up yourself, and then you start getting these, and you're like, whoa, I don't want that. You kind of like can tweak your forms how you want them to come out. Now, one of the drawbacks I also noticed on this was the social media, like, you know, Twitter and, you know, whatever you have, but you know what I mean, Twitter, Facebook, all of them, that you can add on there, the ones that you can, they don't come when you kind of want those. If you wanted those to be immediate, but you want like your emails to come out once a day, you know, your feed email, you can't do that. It's got to be either whatever time slot you have for that feed to come out, for the email feed subscriptions to come out, that time slot will also be the same time slot for your social media. They don't have a distinction. Such as FeedBurner, which you can go over there, you can say, I want my social media to go off, you know, I want to be sent out, like, you know, right away. I want my newsletters, or in this case, the feed, to be sent out once a day. You know, you can, what time of day do you want your feed to be sent out? Now, AWeber, of course, gives you the option of doing, like, you know, immediately on everything, once a day, or one day of the week, like every Sunday, every whatever. You can, it gives you lots of options on what to do, but it's not going to not to have a distinction between the social media that you have set up and your feed emails that you have set up. So that was not, you know, too happy. That was kind of a little con, you know, instead of a little pros and cons list, that was definitely going to some where I would like to have a differentiate. I like to have my Twitters go out right away, my tweets go out right away, and my email, of course, to go out kind of once, because who wants a bunch of email all throughout the day? Okay, so this is, again, my the first day on it. I don't know where it's going to take us, where we're going to do. I'm going to keep a kind of a list of how many subscribers I want, because one of the main reasons why I'm doing this is to see if I can generate more subscribers. I mean, well, if I'm going to pay for the service, I better at least have, you know, at least build up 20 to 30 people. And of course, you know, people are saying, well, don't you need traffic? Well, yes, and I do have decent traffic for someone who's just starting out. I don't have thousands and thousands, but I get, you know, anywhere from 20 to 50 people a day, and it's slowly building up. So if I can get at least, you know, more than the 2 subscribers I've had for the past almost 30 days, then I will say, okay, probably if I get 4, I'm not sure I'm going to call it a success. But if I can get up in like 20 to 30 subscribers by the end of the month, I will say, okay, that's good. Because then what you have now is a daily email of these people getting the information and stuff that I have sent. Whether, you know, of course all my information is mostly just talking about, you know, daily routines, how to fix stuff, how to do things and stuff like that. However, it would generate them coming back to your site and checking on you and seeing how you're doing, or go read the articles directly, because these emails are set up to where they have to come to your site to read them. You know, they'll give you little snippets of information, which in the long run, I think, you know, I put something about how Feedburner sends you the entire article, and I've always been kind of wary of that, because as an email, if you email it, you open your email and you read it, but you don't come and see the site. You know, you just read it from there, which is, you know, good. You get your information, but as you really kind of need to generate people to come to your site. Not only there could be something new on the site, but also to get that traffic to say, hey, look, you know, I got people coming to my site whenever you know, whatever ad you may be trying to, you know, get some revenue from something just on based on people coming to your site. You know, there are impression ads, stuff like that. Plus, of course, they do put the links inside Feedburner, which means even if they did have, let's say you had some special, some, you know, whatever widget or gadget that you had that was really cool and you wanted everybody to go check it out, and it was, you know, being sold by ABC company, at least you could still put your links in there in that email from Feedburner, and they could click on it and go directly to that other page, still giving you credit for letting people know about it. In this case here, they would click on it and come to your site and see it. Now, the good thing about your site is you can add so much more. You can have scripts in there, you can have videos, you can have all kinds of stuff that you just can't really send out an email, at least not with Feedburner. So you kind of want to bring them to your site so they experience everything. I mean, like one of my, I had a video on the how to make migas tacos. Now, you get the email and there's no video in there, so you don't quite get the whole experience of how to make them, how to do it. I mean, the pictures at least showed up, which was good, but you can't see the entire effect of everything. So in order for it to really to be effective, you kind of want the people to come and see what it is that you have, and with one little click they can be right at your site and look at the entire article that you have there if they're so interested in doing so. So that would be always a good thing that at least they offer you at AWeber. So I have one subscriber, which is myself. Woohoo! And the forms, I really love that Lightbox form. Or maybe I haven't tried the regular kind of, it's not really a pop-up type of, the pop-up just kind of comes up over your site like a layover for a moment. And I have it set for like 10 seconds. So those people or those bots or whatever, they're coming in and scanning your site and just moving on, then it's not going to show up for them. But after someone's been on a page for 10 seconds, it shows up. Now, I have it set for once a day. So I'm hoping that once, you know, which is pretty good. I don't know if it'll show up again if you've already subscribed. But once a day, you come on the site and you click on anywhere, and the little box comes up is not to me, is not going to be very intrusive versus like every single click you make is like always. You know, it's kind of a pain. This way, it just comes up once a day. So if you come to my site once a day, you're going to see it. Even if you are, and all you do is exit out, it's not a big deal. I do have another subscription box on the side, on the sidebar. I may have to change this up a little bit. The good thing about it is that AWeber keeps track of where they signed up from. So you can see, like, which is working better, whether your sign up for the sidebar is working better, whether sign up for this, or even putting signups on different pages. Now, I've been thinking about, what if I can get, like, feed, you know, somehow I'll make a feed of a particular page, and then you make a feed of that, and then you can make a sign-up form to just do that particular thing. And for instance, in my case, the free picks, you know, maybe somebody, that's all they want. And they want that immediately. They don't want a once-a-day thing. They want to know when my picks come out immediately. Of course, if you signed up with Twitter or Facebook, you automatically get those immediately because you get everything that comes out immediately. So that might be just overkill on my part trying to figure something out. But anyway, I'll go ahead and end this for now. For this is my first day on this. And everything so far, we're just continuing on. We'll see how it goes from here. I'm sure the page format I have for day one will change, as most of my projects do. They usually, if you just got here on page one, you're like, oh, this is kind of like, you know, bland. I don't know how you view it, but usually they get more formatted and better and more informative as we go throughout the days in the project. And then sometimes I try to come back and try to redo the front page or first page or second pages so that people can go, so it looks a little better, because I have no idea where it's going to go from here. Anyway, you guys take care, and I will keep you informed.